Welcome back, chatting with Martin Cognac, a buddy of both Jim's and mine, published author. Pick up his book, you can get it on our site. It's called Losing America. It's a very, very concise argument, very effective argument, not necessarily totally pessimistic, a lot of optimism in it also. Just click on the link and we'll get you a copy of the book. Jimmy, take it away, bud.
Yeah, so Martin mentioned, you know, what we've got in the White House right now, the House, the Senate. Well, the Senate split 50-50, the House with a 10-seat majority, which is actually only a 5-seat if it flips, changes the power in the House. And then you've got Joe Biden, who apparently got 81 million votes, most popular president in American history, yet people in stadiums all around this country and in streets and on the radio yelling out, hey, let's go Brandon, which is a kind of a funny twist on what people were saying with the FU Biden in many, many areas. So you're seeing a breakdown, and what I believe is actually a true representation of what happened. And the reason why I'm saying that is there is more and more information coming out about the level of corruption involved in our election system. And at the presidential level, and in, of course, in the Senate races in Georgia that really changed the House, I'm sorry, that changed the Senate to this 50-50 split, there's questions out there that need to be answered. And I have hope that the level of dissatisfaction with the population of what this administration is doing and the understanding that there may be, in fact, questions that need to be changed. So Politico, a left-wing journalism publication, actually commissioned a study. It's a massive study. It's like, I think it's like 35 pages long. 35% of Americans right now think the election should be overturned. State houses, congressional seats were all won around the nation by conservative ideas, and we've got more people that are standing up for America in some of those positions where some of our previous Republican leaders or conservative leaders turned out to be not so conservative. Right here in Washington State, Kim Wyman, the one senior elected Republican official in the state government as Secretary of State, who is responsible for election integrity in a mail-in ballot state, is now moving to Department of Homeland Security to be the election integrity chief. And I'll tell you, my wife and I both got two ballots on the same day for two different addresses because of mail-in, because they automatically send out registration. So the way they cheat in Washington, the way people are cheating, is they're sending in change of addresses. They're getting, just before the election, they're getting a second mail-in ballot. They're spreading those ballots around. They may be moving into a district that they wouldn't be in, but they don't even have to move there. They just say they're moving there, file their registration, and then come back. And it's happening just like that. So bottom line is we need more election integrity, because I think the reality out there is people, and what are people starting to realize, this administration is not legitimately representing them and may not be legitimate at all. And that's an important question. And so Martin, I want your ideas of how we change that and what you think, what your indicators are of a more positive future, Martin.
Well, you've hit on a critical part of my book, in that I've gone to great lengths to try to explain why, Trump won the election, but Biden got the election because of inappropriate voting and manipulations and all that. Let me just briefly talk about one last item of vital concern, because it concerns our military. And Jim, you as a respected military guy, I think can appreciate this. I think this is vital, that our military is controlled by our liberal president. We've seen, we hear about militias and gun groups and all these other armed protesters wanting to get these liberals out of office. But you know, as long as the president controls the military, any kind of armed protesters would be easily squashed. I mean, you can't have that. Generals have quit and retired. You know, the conservative generals have quit and retired, and the liberal generals are now in charge. And I'm telling you, I'm an ex-military also. And the military people are generally, they're going to be good soldiers. They are going to obey orders, and they're going to take their orders from these generals that are liberal thinking and all that. And so, you know, if we had a different administration that was conservative, maybe we could apply the military to get these illegal aliens out of the country, take care of the Muslims, and do whatever is necessary. But it is not going to happen under Biden. Now,
I have to agree with that 100%, Martin. And that was one of the reasons that I couldn't support Biden, aside from the fact that I'm not really sure that he's holding the reins to this particular wagon. But yeah, he changed dramatically in his philosophy regarding the United States when it was apparent that somebody else was going to put him in office. He changed meaningfully. Go ahead, Martin. Didn't mean to cut you off, but I wanted to bring that in.
That's all right. Well, let me change to what's good. Let's have something enlightening here. First off, I think the midterm elections look promising. It's just like Jim was saying, we're seeing a lot of people that are very excited about Trump still being influential in our political process, whether or not he runs again or not, because perhaps his age or whatever. But we're seeing other good conservatives stepping up to the plate, like our Florida governors and things like that. So the midterms elections look promising, and maybe if we get both seats in the Congress, you know, the Senate and the House, maybe we could stop the stuffing of the Supreme Court if necessary. And if the Senate is in power, we could veto any nonsense proposed by the House of Representatives. Now, the second thing I'm seeing is that people are beginning to push back against this COVID mandates, and they're seeing the huge mistakes that we've had by shutting down businesses. These are two separate issues. The economy and these businesses is a separate issue in my mind from the COVID. We could fight the virus by whatever means, as social distancing, whatever, but the economy, we have never ever in the history of the world shut down an economy because of disease. That's like tripling or, you know, the damage. So in the past and in the current and future border invasions, they're massive. These border invasions are impossible to ignore, and that's a good thing by the general public, because you can't hide that impact that's going to be, impacting our court systems, criminal systems. They're carrying diseases that we don't know about. They're allowing potential terrorists that we don't know about. And so that's an important thing. And I think the border states, in spite of the feds just letting all this border stuff go rampant, the border states are responding independently of the federal government, and they're trying to protect their own states from the alien invasions. Now, that's good. I think the key issues right now in this next election and upcoming issues is skyrocketing inflation, crushing debt, the supply chain issues, and everybody is experiencing some kind of shortage in their day-to-day needs. People are not going to ignore that. It's affecting them personally.
Hey, Martin, we've only got about 30 seconds left, but I just saw from the Wall Street Journal that the Biden administration is trying to offer immigrant families separated at the border in 2018 $450,000 per person in compensation. And this is unbelievable. So you talk about destroying America, you talk about getting people pissed off. I think the border crisis is also going to be one of those issues.
Jimmy, real quick, I need a yes or a no. Are you saying the government is offering illegal immigrants $450,000 per person?
Wall Street Journal is reporting that the Biden administration is in negotiations to do that.
$500,000 to come into the country per person?
Per person, for a separated family. That's $1 million a family.
Well, what we have here is something that is obviously illegal. Martin, thanks so much. Much, bud.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.